Hey there, fellow knowledge seeker. Today's deep dive, we're going to be looking at the future of learning.
Oh.
Specifically, how this whole XR explosion could, transform how students learn together.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The shift from, XR as a solitary thing to something way more collaborative, more about teamwork.
Totally. So less me alone in a virtual void and more like, let's all build a robot together in this awesome digital workshop.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And the cool thing is that this isn't some out there sci-fi fantasy.
Yeah, all right.
There's a paper from CHI, 2020, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge conference, by the way, in the world of human-computer interaction, where researchers actually dug into how this could really work.
Yeah, and they highlight some really wild possibilities.
Okay, like what?
Like holoportation, where you could imagine project realistic 3D versions of yourselves into a shared virtual space.
Whoa, hold on. That's like teleportation, but for education?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, now that's what I'm talking about. Cool. Suddenly, it doesn't matter where anyone is. We can all learn together. But it's not just about how cool the tech is, right?
Right.
This paper actually makes a really strong case for why XR could totally change how we teach essential skills.
Absolutely. Those key collaborative skills we always talk about, like communication, problem solving, thinking critically.
Mm-hmm.
XR can make the perfect environment to actually learn those skills.
Mm. So how does that work? What makes XR so good at that?
One thing is that XR can actually make the invisible visible.
What do you mean?
Like imagine instead of just reading about a molecule, you put on a headset and can actually move through it, explore it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, even manipulate it live and all together with other students.
So it's like taking a field trip, but inside of a book.
Exactly.
But there's more, right? Isn't there something about XR that just works with how we learn naturally?
Totally. It's that whole learning by doing thing.
Right.
XR lets you get immersed and interact in a way that just isn't possible in a traditional classroom. You're not just watching something on a screen. You're part of it, engaging with the information and with other people.
Okay, so we have these awesome immersive environments, but this paper also looks at what makes collaborative learning so effective.
Right. It's not just the tech, it's how people learn best together. And we know that things like active participation, shared goals, and being accountable for your part are all super important for good collaboration. And this paper says that XR can make all those things even stronger.
Give me an example.
Okay, so imagine a team of students working on a virtual escape room.
Why?
Everyone has a specific role to play, and they have to communicate clearly to solve puzzles. What each person does affects the whole team.
So it's like XR has this perfect mix of things that we already know work for collaborative learning. It's like the perfect recipe or something.
That's a great way to put it. And like with any good recipe, there are always things you have to get right, ingredients to think about.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges with XR and learning?
Yeah, the paper talks about that, the real-world hurdles to actually using it more widely.
Yeah, because, cost has to be a big one, right? Not every school can just go out and buy all the VR headsets.
You're absolutely right. That's a big one. And it's not just the headsets and software. There's also maintenance, upgrades, and then training teachers how to use it all.
And even if schools have the money, I bet it takes a while for teachers and parents to be okay with this new tech, right? Some people might think it's just a gimmick.
Absolutely. The paper calls that the knowledge gap.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, educators and parents might not understand XR enough to get how useful it can be.
It's like anything new, there's a learning curve. But we also need the right content, right? Even if we have the technology and everyone's on board, we still need stuff designed for collaborative XR.
Exactly. You can't just take a regular lesson and throw it on a VR headset. We need things that use the unique parts of XR to make really awesome learning experiences.
So where does that leave us? Is XR just a cool idea, or is it really being used out there? So we're not just talking about some futuristic dream, right? This paper actually talks about how XR is already being used for this stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's happening.
Okay, so what are people actually doing with it?
Well, one really cool area is medical training. Imagine instead of practicing on those plastic dummies, med students can use VR to be in a virtual operating room.
Whoa, that's intense.
Yeah, and they can actually perform complex surgeries in this safe environment.
That's got to be so much better for learning. Way less pressure than messing up in a real OR.
Right. And the best part is you can have multiple students in the same virtual OR, each with their own role, just like a real surgeon.
Uh-oh.
So they can practice communicating, moving together, all that without, actually putting anyone at risk.
That's incredible. Okay, so what else? What other fields are using XR like this?
Oh, there's tons. Engineering and design is another one. Imagine like a bunch of architects all over the world working together to design a skyscraper in XR.
Wait, so they're all in this virtual space together looking at the same model.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
They can make changes, test things out, see if there are any problems, all before they even start building anything in the real world.
I'm starting to see why this paper thinks XR could totally change collaborative learning. But we have to talk about the challenges too, right?
Oh, for sure. It's not all perfect.
Yeah. What are some of the things that might slow XR down?
Well, one of the biggest ones right now is bandwidth. These immersive XR experiences, especially when you're collaborating with others, they need a ton of data.
Right.
And that data needs to be sent back and forth super fast. Mm-hmm. And like lag in a virtual world, that's the worst.
Really?
All right.
If you're trying to work with someone and everything keeps freezing, it's just frustrating.
Exactly. And it's not even just the internet speed, but also something called latency, which is like how long it takes for something to happen after you do it.
Okay.
For this stuff to feel real, that delay has to be as small as possible.
So like 5G and faster computers, that will all help, right?
Definitely. But then there's also the like human side of things.
What do you mean?
Well, designing good XR for learning, it's not enough to just like build a cool virtual world. Hmm. You have to think about how people learn best.
Oh.
Like how much information can they handle at once? How do you keep their attention? How do you make it feel real?
So just because we can build a virtual world where you can fly through space,
yeah,
doesn't mean that's the best way to learn about space.
Exactly. We have to be smart about how we use this technology to make learning better.
So as we're like wrapping up this paper, what's the big takeaway? What's the future of XR and this whole collaborative learning thing? So it kind of sounds like we're just getting started with figuring out how to use XR for this stuff.
Yeah, but that's what makes it so cool, right? It's not just about the technology changing. It's about how we learn changing.
Right. Like we can't just jump into the metaverse and hope for the best. We have to be careful about how we use this so it actually helps everyone.
Exactly. And that's something this paper talks about a lot. It's not just, can we do this? But should we? And if we do, how do we make sure it's done the right way, you know?
So, like, how do we use this to make sure everyone has the same opportunities? Mm-hmm. How do we make sure it doesn't leave anyone behind?
Those are the big questions. And I don't think there's one right answer. But I think it starts with everyone talking to each other, you know? Educators, people doing the research, the people making the tech, everyone, even the students.
Right, because in the end, XR is just a tool.
Yeah.
Right. It's up to us to decide how we're going to use it.
Totally. And like we've been talking about, it could be amazing. Imagine if it didn't matter where you were in the world, anyone could learn together in these cool virtual spaces, learning from each other, solving problems.
It's like we're on the edge of something really big. So to wrap things up, I want to go back to that question from the paper. If cost and all that wasn't a problem, what's one thing you'd love to see XR change about learning?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I think for me, it'd be environmental science. Like imagine students from all over working together in a virtual rainforest.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah. They could study the ecosystem, look at data, come up with ways to protect the planet all together.
That's such a great example. Okay, listeners, what about you? What gets you excited about this? Let us know. This is The Deep Dive, signing off. See you next time.